folks, and welcome to another installment of the Good Game Guys.
Oh, I was supposed to...
Yeah, you were supposed to harmonize, you know. Game Thugs and Harmony.
See, why do we talk about all sorts of stuff before the show, but not the intro?
Because we're the Game Thugs and Harmony.
Right. Why do we do
Seriously,
that?
Like, just one of these days, you know, you got to just join into that little bit of a harmony. I mean, I just saw Jersey Boys. They do it. They do it just right.
Off the cuff, man.
I'm not one of them.
Oh. You got short sleeves, so he doesn't have any cuffs to be off of.
Right.
Anyway, I guess with that said, Jersey Boys is a good movie, and I highly recommend it. But since we're not a movie podcast, I probably shouldn't get too into it.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Especially because the rest of us don't care about those whiny pricks.
Right. I don't even know who they are.
Don't. Just don't.
You open up that can of worms.
Nope. I will exist in blissful ignorance.
Close it back down. It doesn't matter.
Watching the chat room's going to be like, this, oh my God, I can't believe you don't know what the Jersey Boys are. Oh my God.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Oh. Good on that note.
Anyway, so with that said, we'll go ahead and start off by bringing up the good old-fashioned what have we done for the whole week. So, going to start it off with TKO real quick.
Oh, moi. I dabbled a little bit into Empire Total War. I continued on my Star Trek Online, the returning summer event where you get 1,000 pearls and you get your Rising Cruiser this year instead of a Corvette.
Yeah, I heard you get like the equivalent of a ship cruise kind of a deal.
Well, it's a cruiser with a interesting power where it like sends out this shockwave of doom or whatnot. It's an area, it has an AOE, and it looks kind of cool. It looks like it has like solar sails on it. It looks like it might be more usable than the Corvette they gave last year.
I gotta admit, part of me kind of wants it, but
I don't.
I hate grinding. I'll take that back.
It will take 3 minutes to a day per character to get your Corvette. It's not grinding. You log in, you fly three little race courses, which takes 40 seconds each.
Okay.
And boom, once a day. So it's doesn't take me much time. Then, of course, me and Dag have been dropping democracy and spreading freedom 150 caliber round at a time in some War Thunder.
I'm still pretty intimidated jumping into War Thunder, man.
It turns out I got really addicted to flying in War Thunder. I mean, there's so much wrong with the game, but there's also so much right with it. Like, it's so fun.
I want to... We're going to touch on that later, what you find wrong with the game later as well.
All right.
Also doing a comprehensive comparison based off of the question I asked everyone yesterday.
Okay.
See, balance...
last week?
Last week. Balance of balance or historical accuracy, which will come to the age-old battle... Well, not age-old battle, but soon-to-be age-old battle between War Thunder, Gaiju's War Thunder, and Wargaming's World of series.
Okay.
Now...
Awkward silence.
So what else? Was that all you did this week?
Oh, those three games.
All right. So I guess I'll go.
Go for it.
So I did get heavily addicted into War Thunder. I ended up selling all of the cards I had on Steam and picked up the Mustang pack. Because it was a straight trade.
You kind of jumped the gun on that, though.
Nah, it was all right.
Well, no, okay. I made the same mistake because during the Steam sale, I went ahead and got the Steam Pack, which gives you the campaigns for both the America and Japan.
Right.
It gives you a Tier 4 Japanese fighter and a Tier 2 P-38 one.
The XP-38, yeah, okay.
Now, whenever I play Japan, I only can do realistic because I have that one Tier 4 fighter, and all my rest of Japan is Tier 2.
Fair enough, yeah. I've only got that one Tier 4 fighter on the U.S., the P-51D Mustang.
Which is badass, right?
Yes and no. They kind of messed up on the flight model a little bit, but I'm sure they'll fix it.
You have to know how to fly it. Like,
sure.
Like, American planes are, how do I put this? Like, you have those games, or you have those certain classes that have a little quirk to them.
No, I understand the trick, man. It's just a matter of if I've only got one Tier 4 and the rest of my stuff is just now getting into Tier 3.
Well, that's if you're doing arcade. If you're doing realism...
So, yeah, I do a realistic battle for my 2X in the Mustang, and then I'll do arcade for whatever I'm trying to unlock, because, frankly, it's just easier to collect...
Yeah.
It's easier to collect on arcade. It's like, I need more points, I need more money, I need more whatever.
Well,
I'm going to go fly arcade because I can use five of my planes in this one fight instead of just the one.
It depends really on your skill level, though. Cause
it also depends on your luck.
In realistic, if you shoot down two bots in realistic, You'll get about as much RP and as much lines as if you shoot down like 7 planes in arcade mode.
Sure, but I can regularly shoot down 7 planes in arcade mode. Shooting down 2 in realistic is actually quite difficult, depending on your luck.
Way to get to tier 4 and 5.
You
will be lucky if you
get... I'm doing tier 4 realistics, dude.
No,
like,
I mean arcade.
Oh, well, okay.
It's annoying to have MiG-9s just pop, you're dead.
Yeah, sure.
MiG-9s.
Well, you deal with that with Yak-9s in arcade in Tier 3 and 4, so, like...
Okay, wait.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, I also played through the last episode of The Wolf Among Us.
Oh, spoiler, right?
No.
I'm we've done Chapter 2.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm better than that. I like how
Dag, like, messaged me just last night, though, about it, trying to tell me about how they... I don't know. That's not necessarily a spoiler, right?
Nah. They basically ended the episode kind of with the same kind of flair that they used for The Usual Suspects, except there was no real closure. It was more like Telltale's usually really good at closing a story but not completely closing it, so, you know, there's room for a sequel. This one, you know there's a sequel coming, and it's not really, you know, it just wasn't as satisfying. It wasn't as satisfying as I was expecting it to be.
Huh. The arc is over. For this one, it's over?
Yes. Yeah, sort of. Maybe.
Oh.
And I know when Dag was telling me about how it felt like they tried to do The Usual Suspects, I just instantly went like, oh, crap, it was Mr. Toad all along. He's Kaiser Soze.
And I thought, like, dude, you're so far off base, you're not even in the same ballpark.
But it was. But hey, come on, that isn't true fashion of The Usual Suspects.
Sure.
Ah.
Sure. Okay. Yes.
Man.
What else? I played through more of Transistor. That game's fucking beautiful, dude.
Transistor? Never heard of that.
It's from the same guys that made Bastion. And it's like an active narration. Like, you carry a weapon called the Transistor. It's basically a sword. Yeah, the combat's kind of weak and turn-based. Well, it can be turn-based. But the narrator is the Transistor itself, and if you're playing it on the PS4, it actually talks through your controller, which is another layer of immersion that Supergiant got right.
Okay, that actually sounds kind
of
awesome.
It's the little things, and this game is comprised completely of little things, and it's so great.
I meant to borrow this from you.
So, does it work? Does it have the same kind of narrative as Bastion did, where just any action you wind up doing, then you'll suddenly hear the narration monologue?
Yes and no, because in this one, the narrator is the Transistor. It's your weapon,
okay.
So it's talking to you.
So it's like a Zanpakuto from Bleach.
I guess. I didn't watch Bleach. I don't know. I don't know what you just said.
I think we should probably kind of just let that lie for a moment.
Yeah, that's a whole explanation.
We'll talk about that after the show,
yeah,
perhaps.
Sure. Well, there's a Bleach video game, so I'm not off topic. I play the hell out of it.
Well, sure. Every anime has a video game out there.
But is it good?
Maybe.
I'm a little alchemist, you failed me.
Animu weeaboo, woo woo woo.
So I got one thing I actually want to take present real quick that TKO actually brought up. You play only realistic in Warframe as the Japanese pilots?
Well, hang on.
War Thunder.
Or War Thunder. I keep mixing those two up for some reason, but yeah, War Thunder.
Dork.
Okay, there's a reason. Okay, in War Thunder, you have crew slots, okay?
Sure. Well, now, just real quickly, like,
yeah,
the real quick
say
stuff.
You have 4 crew slots. Each one of them, you have a plane, and they have, you know, skills, whatever, that are fly that plane.
Sure, yeah.
So, right now, I have a Tier 4 plane that is consisting of one of my crew slots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you fly arcade mode in this game, unlike World of Tanks, where you take out your one tank,
sure,
fight your battle, you loot, your tank gets blown up, you have to exit the battle. Here, you fight with your entire garage. So if you have a Mustang, a Thunderbolt, a F4U Corsair, and a P-38, you fly all 4 of those planes into battle.
Right.
And
okay.
Right now, it's all my planes, three of my crew slots are only have planes up to Tier 2, and one of my crew slots has the Tier 4 plane.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if I go into arcade mode, they scale you to your highest plane.
So you're fighting a bunch of guys that are in the Tier 4 bracket with your Tier 2 planes.
Yeah, so I'll have people who have 4 tier 4 planes, and I will have 1 Tier 4 plane and 3 Tier 2 planes.
Okay, so I guess
no,
that makes sense. You play realistic, but
I have no trouble.
I got to step in the dark direction right now. Exactly how realistic do you play this? I mean, do you put on the bandana when you play on the Japanese planes?
Yes, and I speak like this when I am going after American pig dogs.
And I kamikaze my forehead into the keyboard.
Yeah. And I drink sake before battle.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Oh, Lord.
Fucking racist Negro.
I am not. I live in Japan. I love Japan, and I will go back to Japan.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Doug. I think you had something else you wanted to say?
Nah, that was pretty much it. I played a shit ton of War Thunder. I played through Summon Transistor. I still haven't beat it, but I want to. And I did go through The Wolf Among Us. And that was it.
Right on.
So it is your turn, I suppose.
Alright then. So what I've kind of done for this entire week, besides celebrate the 4th of July.
Woo. Yeah.
The most dangerous holiday, I think, ever. You have Americans combining explosives and liquor.
I decided to celebrate it a little bit differently. I just drank rum and started playing Black Flag again.
Wait, what's that have to do with 4th of July? Now, if you drink rum and played Assassin's Creed 3...
Well, you see, now hold on, because what's more free than a pirate?
Okay.
Sex in the 60s?
Wow.
Wow, okay, damn, I gotta give that one to you.
there is no argument to that. That is quite as sound as you could possibly be.
Right?
But yeah, I mean, there was my reason for why I decided to play Black Flag, because, again, what's more free than a pirate, aside from free love?
A Native American Indian shaking redcoats in the neck.
I would like to make a statement about the 4th of July.
Sure.
I was over at my girlfriend's place in Garden Grove.
What up, girl?
And, dude, seriously, the 4th of July in Garden Grove sounds like a fucking war zone. It sounded like I was playing War Thunder.
Oh, it sounded like you were a CNN reporter during the Desert Storm airstrike?
Yes, dude.
How close were you to Disney? Because I imagine that had to have come from them.
No, it came from everywhere, dude.
Really?
Garden Grove is a fireworks-free city. So
were the windows vibrating,
not fireworks free,
like 2,000-pound laser-guided bombs?
Well, no, it's fireworks allowed. So everyone on our street and everyone on every other street popping off mortars, explosives.
So that sounded like Somalia.
I don't know what Somalia sounded like, but okay.
Black Hawk down. Watch it.
What do you got to do that?
But yeah, it was like that, except, you know, it kind of lasted all day, and it was somewhat unreal. And then I was driving home, and there was like, you know how when they do construction around here, they've got those little boxes with the LED signs on them that say, you know, whatever's going on.
Right.
This one's, as I'm entering my city, it says, Mission Viejo is a fireworks-free zone. Please, think of your veterans. And it's like, man, I want to be upset, but I can't. Like, you know, dude, like, PTSD is real. I'm sure war veterans in Garden Grove are probably shitting their britches.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of, like, far-off explosions that actually sound like shelling.
You know what? I haven't gotten shelled, but that's... Like, when it first started, I was playing War Thunder, and I stopped for a second. What the hell? Oh. I looked at the date. Okay.
Right.
And so, I mean, for me, that made me nervous for a second. Like, I jumped up, the dogs jumped up and ran next to me and was like, what? I'm like, oh.
Right, like right. Fireworks are neat, but when everyone in the fucking city is popping them off, it's too much.
Right?
It just, it doesn't feel like a celebration. It feels like we're blowing each other up.
I know, it feels like we're being invaded by drunks. The drunk army. Yeah, boy.
Drunk idiots that don't know what to do with their mortars. Like,
you mean them bears, you know what I'm saying? We're going to blow some shit up in America. Yeah. It's like, what? What?
I think it's that. Anyway.
I agree with Dave. Having the uncontrollable urge to dive under your furniture during a so-called celebration, not cool.
Right. Right.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I can recover from that.
It was pretty amazing to behold, though. I mean, like...
Oh, yeah.
I do understand the reason of the fireworks for the 4th of July.
Oh, sure.
You know, as a, symbolism for the rocket's red glare thing.
Yeah.
So I understand. I go, okay, rockets, cool. We're going to reproduce the rockets, but, man.
Man, some of those sounds, like the Piccolo Pete's and shit, like the screamers. Ugh.
No. I'm talking about the ones that go pop and it vibrates your windows. That one... had me.
Those are the best, though.
But no, those ones don't bother me if I'm asleep, because I served in the Navy, and during me, at least once a year, we do these things called, we go on these, like, deployments, and we'd do, like, war games with other nations. So, during your watch, your schedules, you may be up during all night, so you're sleeping during the day.
Sure.
So I had to learn to sleep while my cruiser's 5-inch deck guns were going off.
Nah.
Well,
not easy to do.
No, I could imagine that would have been a terrible, terrible, terrible experience for myself. I may be the lightest sleeper I know.
I am the lightest sleeper. I can be in my bedroom with the door closed. A cell phone rings in the kitchen. I wake up.
How are you a light sleeper? You can sleep through shelling.
I had to. I can only do that for like a year. Like, and it was only after I was completely exhausted.
Dude, we're so off topic. It's not even
really
funny.
Are, no. Shit.
Okay.
I guess
back to gaming.
I guess just to bring it back on topic. So yeah.
What did you do this week aside from the fourth?
Aside from the fourth.
Oh no, he played World of Guns, where he takes apart action-packed guns.
Hey, I'll have
and puts them back together.
I'll have
and
you know.
And this does not kill bad guys after putting them back together.
Right.
I'll have you know. I actually did play something else aside that.
I'm like, wait, so we're going to play a video game where we take apart guns, put them back together, and then...
It's a guilty pleasure, man.
Kill
come
aliens?
On.
No.
Dude.
Kill Nazis? No.
See?
Kill
no,
zombies?
Dude. It's
no.
One of those games that you can play while you're listening to a podcast. It's one of those things that is visually and kind of mentally stimulating because you do actually get to learn about, you know, how these guns are put together. While at the same time, you could be listening to, you know, our podcast and not missing anything.
Okay,
shameless plug, folks.
Okay, fine. I guess, well, normal people, but me, I go, having to be forced to do what I had to do in boot camp, I do not find fun.
Well, let's be honest here. Did you actually...
Unless I get to shoot something after doing it.
Let me ask you a question then, in that regards then. Did you ever actually, like, disassemble, like, an AK-47?
No, I disassembled American stuff.
Or what about, like, Mauser C-96?
Lol.
How about a Derringer? Yeah, Derringer's in that game.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not that far, I guess. Like,
okay, I guess it's Lego guns, but
sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, basically.
But no, my bad. In the Lego games, you get to kill bad guys after you build something.
I guess. That was kind of out there a little bit.
I get to, you know, after a mission of killing 500 zombies, I got to field strip my gun, clean it in.
Anyway.
Maintenance, put it back together, go kill some more zombies. But no, I take it together.
Well, you're running away from the zombies.
No,
oh, Jesus.
I put it back together. I take it apart again. I put it back together.
How impossible would it be to field strip a weapon on the move?
Oh, God.
Very impossible.
Not possible.
Like,
okay.
Maybe if you had, like, one of those, like, shoulder harness, like TV dinner trays.
Oh, wow.
You're running and you're like, ugh.
What if you were the bass drummer in the marching band and you kind of had a tray? Like,
right, you know, and you're, like, putting it together and you... But, I mean, I'm sitting there, it's like, geez, it's like... Dr. Kessin is playing World of Guns, and I came over to his house.
We're being educated real quick right now by Ikari,
okay.
Saying that a Glock is actually easy to do that with.
It's a pistol.
Well,
there's a rifle where you could do that.
Well,
rifle.
To be fair, like the Glock doesn't have a whole lot of moving parts to it, so.
Yeah.
Right. I came over here
and
like,
you can completely disassemble it without a tool,
like,
because that's
like,
that's what Glock does.
TKO, you like guns, you're going to love this. So he shows me, I'm like, okay, he takes apart.
I thought you honest to God would have enjoyed that, especially since if you got into like the historical guns in itself.
Okay, that's the equivalent of you going, TK, you like women, let me put the sex ed thing where you take apart the organs and put them back together. I'm like, do I get to use said organs after I put them together? No?
Maybe,
oh my
know.
God.
Not
wow.
Fun.
Dude,
not fun.
Wait,
holy shit.
Are you trying to endorse necrophilia here? What the fuck, man?
No.
Oh, my God. Ew,
that's
you took it even
up.
Worse.
You, where were you going?
And dude,
Dr. Captain is,
the fuck
wow,
this.
Is
right?
our resident morgue employee, I guess.
I guess so.
Because I was like, what?
Bits of hair coming out the Vaseline.
God. Oh, stomach. Oh, God.
Anyway, I'm going to move on from
that
let's now.
Move,
since...
King me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking A.
Turn that pot into a queen.
So, anyway, aside from that, I guess there's one thing you could probably criticize me for, because goddamn.
I have
maybe.
A list.
What else did you do?
I recently got Dive Kick.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that is, so dang, I'll let you take it up.
Well, dude, I was trying to look at some of that game on YouTube, and I'm like, that looks kind of silly.
It is silly, in all regards. Because
is it as bad as Goat Simulator?
Well, no. See, Dive Kick actually...
What do you mean bad, dude? Goat Simulator's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Dive Kick
and Goat Simulator is the best open world game I have played. Period.
TKO's face is just in complete shock right now, folks.
It's like Tony Hawk, but you're a goat.
I don't
it's
even
so amusing.
Know what to say right now.
But yeah, TKO, to give you the heads up on dive kicks.
I want to be dive kicked in my head right now after what I heard. Hopefully in the right part of my brain where I'll forget that he said that.
All right, dude, no, seriously, Goat Simulator is a lot of fun.
Oh my god. I had him on this pedestal, and now the pedestal has been
crumbled
by a Kratos angry god punch.
I think we're going to move on from this.
Oh,
fuck it. Dive kick. There you go, folks.
Dive kick. Oh, man.
Oh, my places.
All right. So
dude, no.
I guess speaking of dive kick, let's go ahead and segue ourselves over because, you know, dive kick's a bit of a love letter to, you know, old fighter games and such.
A little bit. It's not so much a love letter as it is like a desperate stalker's note.
Oh, wow.
I guess. Whatever.
It's like John Cusack holding a boombox outside of that chick's window, except it's not John Cusack. It's Chris Farley.
Oh man, so like I said let's go ahead and move on from that. So speaking of fighting games, Evo's coming up, man.
So it is
coming up, and man, I'm totally getting a little hyped up, especially for day one, since day one is going to start kicking things off with Super Smash Bros. Melee, Injustice, Ultra Street Fighter, and Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Whoa.
Dude, what are you grabbing the fucking phone?
See, if you would
that?
Just turn your chair, you idiot.
Dude, TKO's like
turn
the
your
show
chair.
The damn fan or something.
It's still hitting me in the pelvis instead of the face.
Well,
it's still hitting
Christ.
Me in the same area.
Better than
regardless
nothing.
Regardless of how the chair turns, you idiot.
That was blocked off, man.
Pelvis, I want it here. See this? See where the sweat is? See where it is? See the drips? The drips are here. Ah, if you're going to do the game, lean it like
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Now we
wow.
Okay, we're good.
And this is an example of me being pure homie.
Right? I feel like I want it in the face.
I'm giving it to you in the face.
Die.
You asked for it, dude.
No, I did not.
You specifically said.
I guess we just, okay, Ikari? I guess we just.
Oh, my God.
So,
heaven.
Let's get back to Evo.
So, Evo.
That conversation
Evo.
Was so much more fun than anything at Evo.
No.
It hasn't even started yet. How can
no,
you say it's more fun than anything?
No. I don't know where his brain resides, and it resides in a dark and evil place.
That's all right, baby. Daddy's got you.
Oh, man.
Team Kill coming up to later tonight on War Thunder.
Wow, this is the official darkest episode we've had so far.
Dude, CJ's not here.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's... Whoa.
Alrighty, anyway, getting back on track, folks. So, like I said, we have Super Smash Bros. Melee, Tekken Tag Tournament, Ultimate Street Fighter 4, and Injustice playing on the first day for Evo. So, what do you guys think? What are you guys thinking so far? What are you looking forward to? I know both of you are more Tekken fighters than you are more kind of the Street Fighter crowd. So, what are you looking forward to?
I've been off of Mortal Kombat since Mortal Kombat 2, because, I don't know, this is the like, every character... Back then, now they may have changed it, but have the exact same animations for high punches and low kicks and whatnot.
Oh, dude, they changed the shit out of it. There's no such thing as a high punch, low punch,
so
high kick, low kick
going,
anymore.
Oh,
like, yeah, no, it's not like that.
Like I just abandoned Mortal Kombat after 2.
It's not like that. In fact, it makes even less sense now.
Oh no, wait, that's not a good thing.
No, it's really not. Like,
I'm curious how we got from Tekken to Mortal Kombat.
Because
were they both the same
Injustice
game after all?
Is on the list you just said.
Yeah, but I asked you about
the Mortal Kombat.
But I asked you about Tekken because I figured you were more into the Tekken crowd.
Well, of course I'm into the Tekken crowd, but I mean,
and that's what I'm interested in hearing. Like, what are you interested in seeing? Like, come on, I know we haven't really paid much attention to the Tekken tournament or like professional league. I'm more of a Marvel vs. Capcom person and kind of Street Fighter myself.
Well, I've been staying outside of the tournament scene for quite a while, so I really don't have much to say about Evo, aside from that it's going on and hooray.
The last Tekken tournament I participated in was in Japan in 98 or 99.
Which
right.
Tekken was that?
Tekken 3.
Ooh.
When Jin first made his appearance, and I laid waste to everyone until my homeboy Big Bird actually challenged me with Paul Phoenix.
All right.
Tekken paid for everything back in the day.
Fair enough.
Pay for my PlayStation, my
so,
controller, all right,
with
my
that
game,
said,
my
with
everything.
That said, like, I know you and I off the show have talked about where you're not too huge a fan of how Tekken Tag Tournament 2 kind of runs things. Like,
oh, no, it's just, okay.
I'm going to set that down.
My major beef with Tekken currently is the stupid rage bar meter thing.
Right. So that thing that basically pops up near the end of when you're close to dying.
Yeah. It turns your red and it gives you, what, 50 or 100% more attack power. It's like the game is rewarding you for getting your ass beat. So then you turn around. Like, no. You know how many times I've been... Okay, my friend and training partner for close to almost 13 years now, CJ, we play Tekken, like, on a regular basis. And it pisses me off that I can be beating his ass, just dominating on him. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, boom, he gets into red. It's like, oh, now that you got your ass beat, you get almost 100% attack power. And now, all the damage he did to you in three combos, you get to do to him in one combo. So I end up losing because I beat his ass into red, and he managed to get one lucky combo on me, and I end up losing the match. I feel that it is... Like, same with X-Factor in Marvel. It's like, the more you lose, the more powerful you gain. It's like, I don't believe in rewarding
people. Well, Marvel works a lot more differently.
For getting beat on.
Because that system works out to where you can just activate that anytime. And that's more of the oh shit button. Like, say you just decided to get yourself into a combo and just let yourself completely vulnerable. You hit the oh shit button and you're back to normal.
Yeah, but guess what? The more you've lost, the more ass has been kicked, the more powerful that oh shit button becomes.
No, see, it's only powerful when you lose your character.
Exactly.
And oh shit moment can happen anytime.
So you'll have those people who go, wow, my Wesker is God among men. I'm going to go ahead and let you kill my Mega Man and my Gambit so that I can hit my oh shit button. And now, with my Wesker, who's now overpowered as hell, I can just rip right through your characters.
Yes and no. I mean, come on. You got to learn to get around. Yeah, I've seen people do it too, but I've also seen people lose because of that shit too.
Yes. What I'm saying is, it's like they're
rewarding.
So to
be fair,
you get more powerful the more your ass is kicked.
You know what, dude? I'm gonna try and find my PlayStation 1.
I have my PlayStation 1.
Okay. And my copy of Tekken 3, and let's just go old school for a while. Let's just play that.
I still want to get into Bushido Blade myself.
Bushido Blade's kind of cool.
Wait, I think I have the download for Tekken 5 on my PSN account, which I can download it, and we can play original Tekken, because if you have that download, you can play Tekken 3.
Okay.
Quick, I have it.
Real quick, some response from the chat room. Cinequay asks, basically, isn't that just playing strategically? Like, sniping is a legitimate tactic. That's a pretty fair point.
It's a legit tactic in that it's in the game, but I think the point is that it shouldn't be in the game because it makes it feel kind of like bullshit.
Okay, you're fighting someone in Street Fighter, okay? All of a sudden, your opponent in Street Fighter, you beat him to 10% health. All of a sudden, he gets 100% bonus damage. It's like they're saying...
You sure the rage is 100% bonus?
It's something ridiculous.
Huh.
Because one of the combos that CD does, I know the amount of damage a normal combo is gonna deal to me. And my homeboy Nick in the back can understand. The rage meter in Tekken, it's ridiculous. It does at least double damage. You're doing at least double the amount of damage per hit. Oh, bad.
It's 50%.
So it's 50%.
It's still a huge amount of damage, though.
But, still, I think in a fair sense, it could be kind of viewed as a legit strategy, especially since what? You're like one or two hits away from being killed?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in the game. Wow. The point is that we don't really like it being in the game.
I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, the strategy is what? To be rewarded for sucking?
We're being educated from our live studio
75% damage? Wow.
What?
75% bonus damage for a combo. Yeah, I think it's stupid. You should not be rewarded for getting your ass beat. You should get rewarded for doing things like certain mini hits. This we'll give you a bonus for a certain amount of time. But no, you as soon as you get knocked into low health, you are in the red for the remainder of the match.
Let me ask you real quick.
You can do one combo and kill your opponent.
Let me go ahead and ask a question then, since you brought that up. Like just a straight up infinite combo. I mean, what's going to happen?
There's no such thing as that in Tekken.
Well.
Tekken
because
of walls.
You remember Tekken 4 when they added those?
I know. See, I mean, Tekken just...
Tekken's taking the nosedive for you?
It just...
It's not the same as it used to be.
I guess.
Mainly because
the
rage bar crap, which doesn't ever wear off.
Well, or the walls or the obstacles. Like, take a look at Tekken 3, which I think is what you said paid for all your shit back in the day.
Right?
No walls, no boundaries, no obstacles, no rage, no bullshit.
At all.
At all.
So
that was basically like Tekken's kind of last testament to purity, yeah. I think.
Tekken 5. There were some walls and other stages without walls, but no, I think that's probably where they add. No, 4 was when they added that stupid rage crap, which I don't even understand why. Let's reward people for it. It's like the whole crap they're doing in America right now.
You know,
oh
no,
my.
You're no longer a loser. You're only a third winner.
So,
okay. My bad. It was Tekken 6 that started the rage system.
Our buddy Vince just handed me some notes on Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Oh, God.
Have you played Tag 2? I haven't played it yet.
I played a little bit of it, but I didn't have enough time to dive into it.
So it gives a few characters some new moves.
Okay.
You've also got the tag features, obviously. There are 2 rage activations.
Oh, no!
There's half your health triggers rage to your partner.
That was in the original Tekken, which I understand.
And you've also got an option in Tekken Tag 2 to play 2v1.
I like that, though.
So you can be one guy, and the players who play one person versus two can trigger rage twice, one at half HP and the second at a quarter.
That seems kind of fair, especially since it wears off.
Seems kind of bullshit dickery,
rage,
though.
Period.
Like,
but it wears off. That's the thing.
Well,
okay.
Meh. You know, yeah. We'll just end that on a meh.
In standard combat, there should be no freaking stupid rage meter.
So I think we talked Tekken to death for a bit.
That's what hurts me most.
You brought up Evo, and I think it's the only thing we really know at Evo.
Hang on, because I know, Dag, you played Street Fighter yourself a couple times.
Oh,
I mean, you want to talk
me
about...
Me and him are both Kenites.
You both are Ken?
We're both Kenites.
I know Dag is Ken.
Kenites, dude.
I play the shit out of Kenites. Ken, dude. Like,
Shaw, you...
Oh, man.
Shiryuken!
All right, that's enough of that.
No.
I know,
It is enough of that.
No, Ryu has a super hurricane kick.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, you guys play a bunch of Ken, then, I guess. I mean,
well, back
like,
in the day, like...
Oh, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo Ultra Xer Asterisk Edition Duke Reduce.
I think I stopped regularly playing Street Fighter after Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Yeah, me too.
So, like, I never really got into 3 or Third Strike or whatever. I never really got into 4 or the different flavors of 4.
Yeah.
I haven't really been a Street Fighter fan in quite a long time.
And Mortal Kombat 2 was the last Mortal Kombat that I actually played enough to actually give a damn about.
Oh, fair enough. I played through Mortal Kombat 3 and 4, and, 4 was interesting.
And by now, I think everybody...
And they're up to 9 now, which...
...knows my feelings on Smash.
Well,
yeah, I guess.
Obviously. We'll just skip that.
We'll skip that. We'll skip that for now, not to piss on Nintendo fans. It's just, we talked about it before. Go listen to a past episode.
Well, I mean, you can interact with the fans
well, sure,
in the chat room on Smash.
Well,
me,
sure.
Dad,
and I'm totally fine.
And
you know
right.
what? Hey, if fans, if you guys want to ask...
And I will not deny the fans their opportunity
yeah.
to express what they say.
And you know, hey, fans, if you guys want to, like, call up when we open up the lines to ask my particular thoughts on as the difference between Brawl, Melee, and all that stuff, feel free. All
right.
But with that said, I'm definitely hoping to God somebody will win the tournament with Dan again.
Dan
Hibiki.
Oh, God.
Dude, that's one of my favorite things Justin Wong did back in 2009. He won the Super Street Fighter with Dan Hibiki.
That's great.
Okay, I will give him this. That's impressive.
That's Dan is really underutilized.
That would be like someone winning a Tekken tournament with Roger.
Dan is just as strong a character as anyone else in the game.
His fireball goes 10 feet.
His fireball's a short-range combo. Like,
I feel bad people don't really utilize Dan more.
Like,
I would even love to see Hakan.
Wasn't Dan made by them to suck personally to make fun of a character from King of Fighters? Wasn't he direct? Wasn't he like Hyperion?
He wasn't.
And, the Spider-Man bad guy in DC. Like, weren't they supposed to suck and be dissing their competition?
He wasn't supposed to suck, but he was supposed to look stupid.
Yeah. He kind of was the Johnny Cage of the Street Fighter.
Johnny Cage was awesome. Shut up. Put on my shade, bitch.
To my greatest fan.
Right? Johnny Cage. Wait.
Friendship.
Oh, no. No.
Friendship.
Get that shit out of here. We don't need that.
Oh, speaking of which, another reason why Mortal Kombat pissed me off? Shao Kahn.
Fuck that guy, dude.
Oh, my God.
Fuck Shao Kahn.
No, dude, like...
You weak, pathetic fool.
Oh, my God. Play Mortal Kombat 9. You will hate Shao Kahn so bad because you're forced to fight against him as Raiden.
I can't fucking play Raiden. He's old.
I can't play
fool.
Raiden.
You'll never win. You think you'll win? Fool, you'll never win. You weep. Oh my God, Mortal Kombat 3 pissed. I think that's why I stopped playing.
Oh, fair enough.
It took me forever to kill him. I go, I am not stopping you in this game until I kill you.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking shit the whole time.
Oh, dude, he's got like 400% of his health and he does like 200% of your damage. So
I raged
it's so hard
in Mortal Kombat 3.
It's insane. It got so much worse.
The only time I can damage him is when he stops fighting.
When he sits there and talks shit at you or laughs at you. Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Oh, the rage.
Yeah.
The rage.
Nah, dude, Mortal Kombat 9, take that rage and condense it to like a single atom and then split it.
Oh.
What? Fuck! Oh my God!
Greg, I understand.
I feel like his residual rage, audience. Like it's coming off of him, and like if I had a scouter, it'd be over 9,000.
Dude, I want to just say fuck it. Just give me fucking Striker. I'll take out fucking.
No, you have to use Raiden.
I know. That's what pisses me off. I'm going like fuck Raiden. He sucks. I want Striker.
Give me Liu Kang. Give me Scorpion. Give me Reptile. Okay.
Fuck that. Give me Kano.
No. Sub-Zero with it. No,
give me Kung Lao.
Scorpion with that infinite kick combo, kick, uppercut, spear.
That doesn't really work in the modern Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, as you folks can tell, we're definitely huge fans of fighter games.
Rage!
such anger.
I know.
Such anger has just spawned right now of how we felt about some of the latest fighters. But still, we love them to hell and back.
Please,
we'll still play them.
Share with us your rage moments in fighter games. Now, Guilty Gear X. If that doesn't have a string of rage comments, I don't know what...
Law, Guilty Gear.
Guilty Gear as in hardest fighting game ever created by humanity.
That game is so fun to troll people with.
You know what? I think you just gave me a good opportunity to go ahead and open up the phone line so the fans can go ahead and share their rage moments inside any fighter game.
Excellent. I'm going to take a real short break, I think.
With that said, folks, you can reach us at 914-338-1303. Or again, you can always Skype us by reaching our Skype account at GoodGameGuys1. That's the number one, folks. And we also pay attention to the Steam chat as much as we can.
Right now while you're lying.
Yeah, as much as
every
I can anyway.
Every single post in the Steam chat is being seen by everyone in the room right now.
So anyway, folks, feel free to call in and share some of your rage moments with some of the fighter games. What pisses you off about them? What's your greatest story? Just, you know, we do have a certain time limit, so we'll make it a little quick. But anyway, yeah, so I guess...
Search your feelings.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap up our little bit of an E3 talk, because, you know, day one looks pretty awesome.
Wrap up? You mean revisit?
Well, I'm gonna finish it up with just saying that
E3.
E3. Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
that would be a revision.
E3, Evo, God damn it.
Evo.
Evo 3.
Wow.
God.
Anyway, yeah,
I wonder if that's anything like Evo Online.
Oh, God.
Yes, build your ship. Click the button and watch. Make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and win battles.
Sorry, it sounded like I was so far away. I was in the kitchen making a drink.
Oh, yes. Right now we're sipping on the captain.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not.
To be accurate.
The sailor. Because Captain Mo's what, 40%? And the Sailor Jerry is 45%, which shows how officers are lazy.
Wow.
Sailor Jerry's. You go, sailor.
Captain Morgan does have 100 proof variety, so that's 50%.
Yeah,
so.
But they charge it extra. You get the same amount.
I will say, though, I'm definitely looking forward
Officers
to...
Officers get paid more, bitch.
Hate you.
I will say I'm definitely looking forward to day two when they start airing the Ultimate Marvel's Capcom scene. And for the love of God, please, Filipino Champ, Marin, Justin Wong, please fucking kick Chris G's ass. That's all I got to say on that.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
What are you talking about?
I'm
Who's
sure
Chris G.
I'm sure somebody pays attention to the professional scene. So Chris G is one of the professional players who I've recently developed some of the greatest hate for the past few years.
Why?
Dude, we are all, for once, actually all wearing a gamer-related t-shirt now.
Oh, wow. I guess we are, huh?
But, yeah, I finally put on my Bethesda shirt.
Well, usually, like, me and Jason always wear a gamer shirt to the show.
Are we really sidetracking the show to point out our shirts right now?
Right?
To fill you in on Chris G, Chris G is one of the professional players, and what I'm going to go ahead and just kind of give a wrap up is that he's discovered a latest synergy, which I fucking hate.
What do you mean?
So, you know, with Marvel vs. Capcom, you can basically kind of, create a team that synergizes well with each other, right?
Sure, yeah, like mix and match you dudes.
Yeah, basically. So this guy, what he did is that he went ahead and took Morgan, Dr. Doom, and Virgil,
and
put them all on the same team together. Now, this is what happens. Morgan is up front. He has Dr. Doom do the assist where Dr. Doom comes in and he just snaps his fingers and starts, releasing hidden missiles, which is a projectile move.
Right, okay.
And all he does with Morgan is just spam the ever-loving hell out of her soul fist and then do the special where she splits in half and where she covers both screens.
What?
Yes. That's what this guy does. And if the gods smile on you for the sole fact that you managed to actually take her down and maybe even Dr. Doom, you got to deal with Virgil as well. And that's a fucking top tier character that can be full of shit sometimes, but you kind of deal with it and you learn how to, get around some shit.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, this guy, like, oh my god, I want to declare cheese.
So this guy's just a dick, is what you're saying.
I'll say it.
All right.
Come at me, Chris G.
I don't really know Chris G. I don't really know
anything about MVC. He's probably a cool guy in person. But as far as, like, the tactic that he does, oh, my God, I want to fucking hate him for that.
You know, it's valid. It's in the game, right?
I guess so. Someone
had to string that bullshit together the first time.
I know. And that kind of what fuels my anger a little more is it's legit.
Because you didn't figure it out first.
Oh, hell no, man.
You guys have me on another thing to ask people.
All right, T, why don't you finish pouring your drink, then? Then you can come over here and ask the people. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my.
Now, I know for this week's topic is going to be what gamers prefer is realism or gameplay.
Which we did actually, I did manage to set up the poll for folks. Actually, I have it up right now if you guys want to take a look.
Oh, wow.
Now, I kind of set it up a little bit at the last second, folks. Sorry, it took a while to figure out how to get some kind of a poll going.
Uh-huh.
I finally figured out you could just use straw poll. Ooh, or straw poll. So, unfortunately, our results are a little low right now. But for the most part, people seem to prefer balanced gameplay over realism. Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah. I can kind of see that in a sense.
Well, it depends. Okay.
Not really. That's what the people have said.
Well, no.
That depends on nothing.
What I'm talking about was, I don't know.
What depends?
I'm like, on the type of game you're playing. Like, right now, I'm talking about a World War II game.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want them to take away from...
So hang on. You do want to specific this into a historical era type of game?
Okay, right now, okay. The war...
Well, right. That wasn't really specified when you first...
I know. Yeah. That is my fault.
All right. We'll go ahead and specify this right now. We'll re-ask the question.
Right now, we have World of Tanks and World of Warplanes.
Okay.
Then we have War Thunder. All
right.
Now, War Thunder is going... It claims... Now, there's like I said, that's why I asked you what your problems were with War Thunder, but claims to be going for more realism and less balance. Now, World of Tanks and World of Warplanes, on the other hand, is the exact opposite. They will take away historical armor values and whatnot for balance. And they'll be like, oh, Tiger Tank has armor this big, but, oh, we're going to nerf its armor because of this. New nerfs. Okay?
All right.
Now, my thing is, if I'm going to play a game that is to be realistic, I want it to be realistic. I want to be able to go and read the actual tactics used to fight these things and implement them in-game.
To which I respond, you really need to give DCS World a shot, buddy.
So
you want realism? Here's the flight manual for the A-10C Warthog. All 700-plus pages of it. Once you read that, we'll start you with learning how to turn the plane on for 15 minutes.
But it's more like, okay, War Thunder?
I think we're going to go ahead and wrap that up because I think we kind of get the gist right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, right now it's like, I want to be able to, if they have a MiG-15... and an F-86 Sabre, I don't want them to go, let's balance them. I want them to give them their perspective strengths and weaknesses, and allow me to use the tactics that were developed
for these vehicles.
In reality, for these vehicles. And not going, oh, most people suck, so we're going to go ahead and dumb it. No, I want, I'm going to play, if the company is going to promise me historical accuracy, I want to be able to go, a MiG-15 does not have hydraulically boost controls. So if I'm traveling over 500 miles per hour, there is no way in hell that thing's going to turn with me.
All right,
homie,
all right.
You need to get a joystick and play the game in simulator mode is all I got to say.
Anyway, it doesn't seem like they give the MiG its simulator mode either.
T, real quick, I got... So okay. We're going to go ahead and move off from the Evo talk.
All right.
So actually,
we already have.
Yeah, we already have. You know, I think I got one last thing I want to say, folks. If you guys want to join myself or any of the other Good Game Guys cast that maybe actually do want to join in and watch the stream, be sure to join in the group chat, and we'll be able to let's get something going. Let's have like a fans interact
also,
with us as we watch.
The guy who wanted to duel me in Star Trek Online, yeah. I will be logging on as soon as I get home after tonight's show.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely try.
I've been letting War Thunder and other games sidetrack me. You will get your battle tonight.
So with that said, we're going to go ahead and go on to some news articles that have been kind of going on. And let me tell you, man, it was kind of hard trying to find some stuff because we're entering the dry season right now for gaming.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So right now I got some decent good news. The Walking Dead Season 2 Episode 4 is supposed to be released later in this month. That's definitely something to look forward to. Now, T, I know for a fact, is still way behind on his Walking Dead, which at some point I'll have him catch up. Deg, holy shit.
Yeah. Honestly, it's been so long since they released Episode 3 that I don't remember what happened.
You know, fair enough.
They dropped the ball this season with The Walking Dead because they're trying to do The Walking Dead and The Wolf Among Us at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucking the both of them up. They only just finished The Wolf Among Us.
So you think a lot of the time will be put into Walking Dead now?
Well, obviously they got to wrap it up at some point.
Oh,
like,
sure.
People are getting pissed at them. And I'm not really angry, but I stopped caring.
Okay. So, I mean, hey, that's still some good news. I mean, the Episode 4 is, in fact, coming out sometime this month. Don't have an exact date, but it's coming out, folks. So, for those of you that actually have the game. Now, let's see. What else we got here? Oh,
hire more people, Telltale. God damn it.
Here, I got something I wanted to kind of throw at Deg a little
bit. I hate you so much.
See his reaction. So, previously, we've heard Deg talk about how much he loves The Witcher. And actually, I just recently started the first Witcher, which has been pretty cool so far. So, apparently, The Witcher is releasing a Battle Arena free-to-play MOBA game coming out for mobile devices. Dag, how do you feel?
I'm probably not going to play it. Much like most mobile games, it sounds like a cash grab.
Oh, man, Ikari is starting to... Looks like he's starting to throw shit in the chat room now after hearing that.
Oh, here we go again.
What happened?
A Witcher MOBA. Yes, Ikari. No, I'm not starting a war. I just grabbed this little news article because I wanted to just see what Deg thought, because he's expressed how much he loves The Witcher. I'm
just not going to play it. I don't dig MOBAs.
Wait, MOBA?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
It's a mobile platform
thing. If it was just a normal MMORPG, be like, oh, man, that could be a high standard to live up to, but... Oh.
Well, I guess with that...
Like a League of Legends MOBA?
I'm not sure they could do a Witcher MMO. Like,
why not?
I'm more confused on how it's being done on a mobile device.
Because there's only, like, 15 to 20 Witchers at any given point. Like, you can't have hundreds of thousands of them.
You wouldn't necessarily have to be a Witcher or be a Witcher.
Hmm.
Like, Star Trek Online, the highest rank you get up to is, you know, Admiral.
You know,
sure.
You'll become a Fleet Admiral.
Dang.
Yeah.
Hey. Ikari went ahead and brought up Dandelion versus Geralt. Deg probably got that a little more. I know that's the main character, but
well,
I don't know who Dandelion is.
Dandelion's a bard.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Anyway, so I guess we kind of. I guess I got my little.
You got your lulls.
I got my lulls. So let's go ahead and start.
No,
getting...
no, Michael. Lancelot wins.
Let's go ahead and start getting up into some fucked up territory. So, apparently, Lindsay Lohan plans to sue Rockstar over...
What?
Yeah. She plans to sue Rockstar over a GTA 5 character that is supposed to, you know, have her likeness. A Lacey Jonas, I believe, is the character. And
oh my lol.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this character was basically just a character for like one mission when you're playing Michael, and you have to kind of just drive her away from the paparazzi because they're stalking her and shit. And she just spouts, you know, like, you know, the usual like parody of what a fucking, you know, modern day celebrity is.
Wait.
Yeah.
Celebrities can sue for.
Well, she basically wants to.
Parodies?
It's not even really a parody because it's not her name, it's not her voice, it's not anything she was ever caught doing in life. All she is basically telling the game-loving public is that she thought that this character represented her so well that she should be paid for it.
So what does that say about her? What? Wait, what?
She apparently thinks very lowly of herself after Disney.
Apparently she must think very low of herself.
You know, we gotta be careful saying that. Maybe she'll try and sue us.
Oh,
please, sue me.
Sue
me for the nothing I've got and give me all of the publicity.
Right? Lindsay Lohan sues the Good Game guys.
Suddenly
put
famous.
Put our name everywhere.
Suddenly famous.
Wouldn't that actually give us a huge bump?
That would help us a lot.
Well, how fucked up is that?
But see, I mean, all we basically just volunteered is that we wouldn't mind if Lindsay Lohan just shit on us.
I guess,
dude,
shit.
We could sell Lindsay Lohan shit on eBay.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Send it to Japan for some vending machines.
Oh, definitely send it to Japan. Oh, my. You think? I like your headset. They would buy that and put it in vending machines from freaking Tokyo to Okinawa.
So I'm definitely going to go ahead and move on from there.
Why? This is such a great place.
Nah, let's move on.
So I guess we got one last real fucked up thing that actually wound up happening. So apparently, I'm going to go ahead and say London because when they decided to bring up the value, the dollar value is in pounds. I think I said that right. So basically, a woman stole about 1,000 pounds from her disabled mother to feed her Candy Crush addiction.
Wow.
What?
Yep. And, you know, just for folks out there, like, to anybody who doesn't know the equivalent of, like, the U.S. currency to what pound is, 1,000 pounds is about $1,715, I believe.
Yeah, close enough. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what? Seriously.
So she stole nearly $2,000 from her disabled mother... For Candy Crush?
For Candy Crush, yeah.
How the fuck do you even spend that much money in Candy Crush?
Well, you know, it kind of brings up an...
Kill her!
You know, it kind of brings up an interesting thing, because hasn't there been previous, like, lawsuits sent up against some of these mobile apps that have these pay...
Pay to continue,
pay to continue kind of a deal.
Why would it... Wait.
I remember hearing, like, something like where some kids have run up the bill... their phone bills or something like that,
hold
just
up.
Based on...
This,
or not phone bill, but their credit card bill.
Oh,
this
sure,
is
sure.
Something that's definitely worrying me, personally... Of the chances of that spilling over, we mentioned it before, spilling over to actual mainstream gaming.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, like, okay.
Microtransactions.
Like, it
already has. It's just people that understand how to use a computer are typically, well, I'm not going to say typically, but...
Come on.
Are no, never mind. That entire argument is flawed.
Oh, man.
It used to be back in the day, people that were, you know, knowledgeable enough with computers were smart enough to not fall for that stupid fucking bullshit. Like DLCs, microtransactions, and all sorts
okay.
of stupid
Some
shit.
DLCs, I actually do not... Actually, I should. Because back in the day, it wasn't DLC. It was called an expansion pack.
That you could go out and buy
in
a store.
Which came years after, which you know...
They spent time to make this.
And that they didn't just cut up portions of your game before selling it to you.
Right.
Is that somehow violating some false advertisement or something? It's like, I plan on
no,
buying a
you know, funny
game.
Enough, actually, what was it? The Dungeon... I believe it was Dungeon Keeper, right? The game EA recently released that was supposed to be free.
I don't...
There was a recent mobile game that EA actually wound up releasing that... People have had a huge backlash for. I want to say it was Dungeon Keeper. Audience, if you could help correct me here, like, help me fact check, because I'm going off the top of my mind right now.
That's fine.
But recently, though, apparently EA officially can't call it a free game in London anymore. Like, London officially passed it where they're saying they're false advertising by saying it's a free game.
What game?
I want to think it was Dungeon Keeper.
Well, that seems kind of ludicrous.
Yeah, I should probably do a little bit more fact checking before I start getting into this, but there was definitely like some scrutiny that wound up happening, you know, somewhat in relation, you know, because of how like, you know, the pay to continue.
Oh, okay.
That should be
that's basically how Candy Crush rolls.
I'll fight that to my dying breath.
So you were bringing up some DLC, right? And I want to go ahead and more open this up for a question to the audience as well, which I went ahead and did before the show. So, guys, thank you for participating in that conversation.
Okay, hold up. People right now who are participating in our Steam chat room.
Sure.
I want to know your feelings. If any of you guys play DC Universe Online, I want to know.
Oh, God, why?
I have a point. DC Universe Online, wow. I mean, I want to know. Who here, who is listening to us right now, plays those games? Because I have
just
a question.
Like, who plays MMOs in general?
No, those.
Why those?
DC Universe or WoW?
DC Universe, WoW, and the Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Okay, I've played The Old Republic, and I pop in and out of WoW every now and
again. The question I'm going to have is going to be on MMO systems in America versus the MMO systems in Asia.
Okay.
So I just want to know...
Fuck it. Just ask your question.
Yeah, just ask the question. Go ahead.
Question is going to be based on the system that you prefer in MMOs.
What do you mean, the system?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay,
follow,
DC
like...
Universe Online. It
just,
hurts.
Just a real quick rendition, like if you could.
Okay, Star Trek Online, Cryptic Studios, Perfect World.
Sure.
Anything in their games except for very specific non. Really affecting gameplay matters.
Are we getting back into microtransaction here?
No.
That's
well, kind of.
What it sounds like.
Kind of. Because, okay, in Star Trek Online, anything in that game,
sure.
You have access to if you simply grind.
Sure.
Okay.
It's not in any way, shape, or form can even be called pay to win. Because you can get anything in that game except for certain cosmetic things or certain ships that aren't even as good as ships you can grind for.
Right.
Okay.
You have access to it.
Okay.
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 Now, like DC Universe Online, they put a restriction on the game where you can
T, I'm sorry, we're going to have to kind of stop you real quick because the chat's kind of saying that we're kind of going a little off topic with this, and I think they kind of get the gist. You're asking about pay to win, right?
Yes, but when games put,
you know what,
purposely put walls in front of you to make you give them money.
Okay.
Other than giving content that makes you want to give them money.
So T, let's go ahead and leave it there. Because I actually want to bring up something.
That is my question.
Your fucking question? You didn't ask a fucking question.
Okay. My question is, what do you guys think about how certain Western MMOs are handling the microtransactions in the way of getting money versus the way the Asian companies are doing it?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Versus.
All right, well, no. Yes.
You know
that
what?
Is the
cool.
question.
All right.
Because the way we are doing it, upsets me greatly.
You know what? Cool. Let's move
on.
There you go. I'm done.
All right.
I want to know.
So, as I was trying to say, like, I decided to go, like, this is probably, like, one of the last few things I kind of have to bring to the table right now, and I decided to go ahead and ask the group earlier if DLC is kind of becoming acceptable at this point. Now, the reason I decided to bring this up, and by the way, audience, thank you for participating.
Exactly.
If you guys... If you guys would like to bring up your points again, please do so, because I unfortunately was busy setting up for the show to catch a lot of what you guys had to say.
Lol.
Sorry.
Lol biscuits with cheese.
I asked y'all a bunch of questions, and then I didn't care about the answers.
Well, no, I couldn't
My
get
bad.
Back to you on the answers, because I was by myself.
Maybe if you guys could check out the screen. Anyway, so the reason I decided to bring this up...
I was killing things.
So the reason I decided to bring this up, actually, was because of... let me go ahead and bring this page open. Ubisoft VP Chris Early?
Yeah, Chris Early.
Chris Early says resistance to DLC is in a decline.
Sure.
Now
because people are getting stupider.
Right?
I suppose so. And like one of the things
high freaking five.
One of the things that's kind of getting at me is because this is there's another thing that kind of focuses a little more on Black Flag at the current moment. And like I said, when recently I decided to play Black Flag, I actually felt like taking a look through the DLC. I'm going like, okay, I wonder what they actually released here. And I saw one thing that actually was a game content. I actually saw like one thing that was an actual game content. Then I saw like other things that were like, you know, customize your ship to look like something. I'm like, all right, that's fine. And then there's this one thing that kind of irked me the most. That was basically a time saver. That's basically the best way to put it.
hours.
Okay.
Going nuts.
I want you to pull up your Steam store, if you will.
No. Before this...
No.
DLC can go burn.
This right, is a point that I have to make.
I have my Steam store open right now.
Pull up Payday 2.
I think I kind of know where he's going with this, but okay. Alrighty, so we have Payday 2 open right now. Scrolling down. And
yeah, show all DLC.
Okay.
So how much is that, all of that?
The ones that actually cost money?
Right next to add all DLC to cart, there's a total value.
$44.91.
How much does the game itself cost?
$22.99.
You're getting fucked with DLC. Any game that offers a map or a couple of masks or whatever for DLC, and they've managed to put out more DLC at $5 a pack than the game is worth by almost double, they're fucking you.
Hold up. Wait. I don't kind of agree with that.
Payday 2 is a great game. I own most of the DLC,
wait.
I feel fucked by it.
Hold up. If they're constantly producing new content, not content that they go, here's the game. I make this game. Boom. Game is done. 100%.
Oh, sure.
Now
sure.
Let's take 45% of this game and cut it away and then sell it to them. Now, if they go, here's complete game, and then, hey, this much time went by, I'm gonna make new content and offer it to you. I'm going to make something new and offer it to you. That,
I'm
going to
give you 3 guns, 1 map, and 4 masks, and you're going to pay me $5 for it. And I'm going to rinse and repeat this cycle until you're fucking sick of it.
Okay, gotta give you that. I'll give you that. Because when they take parts out of the game and then sell them to you.
That's a different conversation. Like, I'm demonstrating Payday. I like Payday.
I know, but...
And they're still fucking you with DLC.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Shit, I'm trying to figure out a way how to kind of bring this back in full circle right now. Because part of the reason, like, I was even going to go off is because, you know, at least with the Payday 2 DLC... You're actually getting stuff, as opposed to, say, like with Black Flag, where one of the DLCs is just straight-up time saver. So, like, some XP boost, or, you know, a method of just outright, you know, getting rid of grind.
Well, sure, but that's all microtransaction shit that we've already covered.
Yeah, but people in it.
I guess we kind of have covered it in a bit, and, you know, I'm just kind of wondering, because so far, like I said, in this article, Chris seems to kind of go off to say that, you know, I believe he's feeling like a lot of people are kind of starting to accept this the fact that a lot of these DLCs are starting to exist.
They are.
Well, let me give you another example. Go pull up Skyrim.
Hold up. Right now, fanboys. Here's what up. Fanboys, I'm sorry. I don't mean to alienate crowds, but there are fanboys that screw things up. Recently, Rome Total War 2. Okay? That game was rushed. That game was put out, and it was crap. There are so many broken... The AI is retarded. I brought this up on multiple past shows, but the AI is retarded. The game has not been flushed out.
Right.
And what did they do? Right after releasing this crap of a game, they go, oh, in order to access these factions that are already in the game, you must pay us this, or you must have pre-ordered this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. And now recently, they keep releasing more play as these factions, which are already in the game. Prior to this, the Total War series had their factions unlocked by producing results in the game.
Right.
By doing this achievement, by beating the game, you unlock the factions. Now, instead of that, they're going, no, we're going to take these factions that you would have normally got by beating the game, and we're going to charge you extra money for them. Not only are we going to do this, but we're going to do this during a time of turmoil. Because a large part of the population that I've been following is extremely upset about the current state of the game. And they release DLCs that people buy in some of the top 10 Steam sells. That's what pisses me off.
Yeah, too many people are buying stupid bullshit. People are not voting with their wallets.
And they know. What gets me is these people know... And they've been part of the forums, and they're part of the Total War community, and they know they gave us an incomplete half-assed game.
So, Deg, you asked
and
me
And they're buying the DLC for it.
So, yeah. Deg, you asked me to bring up Skyrim.
Yeah, how much is all the DLC on Skyrim?
Pretty close to the same cost on Payday 2. Maybe off by a few dollars. $44.97.
How much does Skyrim cost to buy right now?
Skyrim's like $20.
$20 right now.
When it first came out, it was like $59.99. So even still, they're kind of screwing you with DLC. However, the Dawnguard and the Dragonborn expansions are kind of big.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're kind of big, but they're $20 a pop.
And they weren't omitted.
Oh, God, no. No.
So they were created.
Oh, absolutely.
See, I can't... Okay, I can't...
One more point. Go bring up Civilization V.
Actually, one last thing before... One last thing before I get to...
I think the pricing is fucked.
Hold on. We actually have something from the audience right now. Cynically pointed out...
Okay, Cynically.
That Skyrim also lets you make your own DLC.
Yes.
Which is a weird situation.
They let you make...
Skyrim
that.
Has
oh, yeah.
Steam Workshop.
Now, let me go ahead.
Oh!
Now, with that said, let me go ahead and bring up
PC.
Civ 5 real quick.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily saying it's a bad game or nothing. It's just, these prices are sort of ridiculous.
Wait, hold on. Isn't it not that DLC right now is taking the place of expansion packs?
It really is. It is now, yes.
So how can you be as mad if a DLC is producing as much content as an expansion pack? Why are you mad about it?
I'm making a specific point, and I would like him to pull up Civilization 5.
I have Civilization 5
okay.
up right now.
Okay. Go ahead and show all DLC.
Oh, God.
You just want me to just do the package info? Or
yeah, just... There.
Oh my God.
How much money does the fucking DLC for Civilization 5 cost?
$29 plus $29 plus $4 plus $4. Oh my, just right here. Wow.
How much is that?
$119.
$119 of DLC, which is double the cost of a retail title.
Wait.
And it's just like, it's not even really new campaigns. It's a few new civilizations, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's still the same basic game.
Well,
there is also the...
But I can't on that.
There is also Gods and Kings and, you know, Brave New World involved in that. And wouldn't you actually say that those are actual expansions of the game itself?
We may need to deal with that.
Not really.
Really?
Not really.
All right, look, stop.
It's the same game with another win method.
Jason, go to Empire Total War.
Jesus, I'm just going everywhere.
Yeah, no, I'm just... Look. I'm supporting Dig on this. Go to Empire Total War.
Like, the pricing is just entirely
There's
fucked.
An entirely new campaign, Empire Total War, the Plains Nations, and it's like $5.
So Empire Total War.
Yeah, Empire Total War. All
right. We got Empire Total War.
Go to the...
It looks like we have ourselves a person that wants to kind of join in.
Oh,
Skype call.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and add him real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. With that... While that's being done, I'm going to go ahead and continue looking up Empire.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's going to pick up.
Wait, didn't he call us?
He added us.
Oh, okay.
So let's go ahead and send the call.
I want these.
Wait, why are you calling someone? Huh? I'm confused.
We got to do it that way for Skype.
Oh.
All right. So anyway, you wanted me to bring up Total War for you right now.
Yeah.
All right, what am I looking at here for Total War?
Go down to all the DLC.
Okay. For the DLC.
There you are. Show all.
Now, the...
$21.95.
No,
that ain't much.
All of them. All of them for $21.95.
Yeah.
All of them.
Okay.
One of them is where you get to play as the Native Americans in their fight against the... Sorry, white people.
Okay.
Invading. And it was like $5.
All right.
For an entire campaign.
By the way,
$5.
That's not
way.
Bad.
Right.
Real quick to kind of interact with the audience again. Lusan, mind you, that the price that you're giving me right now is the exchange rate with the Australian currency versus the U.S. currency. Because Australian. Lusan is actually pointing out to us that, like, Skyrim actually is $35 right now, and the, you know, the DLC for all of Civ is about $172.85 in U.S. currency.
I'm not sure where he's getting his figures, but we just pulled it up. So.
Yeah,
we
just pulled it up.
See,
on the Steam site.
Blue is saying that he's from Australia.
Oh, well, dude, Australians get fucked.
Right?
They're, I mean, like, sorry to...
sorry for our Australian gamers.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have the shortest fucking stick.
Literally.
And the longest fucking distance to poke with it.
Yes, they have Asian penis in a porno.
Well, okay.
Oh,
not really where I was going.
But pretty much the same thing.
I don't understand how with, you know, with digital downloads and games that can be downloaded, since there's no real distributor other than, like, Steam or whatever, right. There's no shipping costs, there's no transport fees, there shouldn't be any sort of taxing or VAT or whatever involved.
Come on.
Well, yeah, they're still getting charged fucking, like, what, GMT, VAT, whatever. How in the fuck is it reasonable that we pay fucking $19.99 for a game and they have to pay $35 for it?
Yeah,
the same fucking game from the same fucking server. It's not like you're paying $15 additional to have it fucking shipped because you're downloading it.
Well, Australia, man, their whole all their gaming laws is just horrible.
Like, we're sorry, Blue Sun. Get the fuck out of there.
Right?
Come to America.
Don't come to America. America's fucked.
Everywhere's fucked.
Go to Canada. Go to Denmark.
Ooh. No, it's too cold. Fuck that. I'm sorry.
So we're having little issues trying to get Colonel on right now, but hopefully we'll get to him as soon as we can figure out his audio issue.
Oh, that's all right. Aren't we close to the end anyway?
A little bit, but I think we still have enough time for anybody that wants to call in and kind of share in. Ikari, I know you.
Haven't we gone over the line already?
I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure like our audience could maybe kind of bring in their own little twist. So by all means, folks, feel free to call in.
Right.
Again, that number, by the way, is 913.
Oh, no. You gave them a safety net. You gave them
net.
Steam's chat.
Well, I gave them that, and they can also call
nope,
in.
So you gave them the safety net.
Are we really having this conversation right now?
We are.
No, we're not.
You're right. I finished it.
Why call
in when they can just Steam chat us?
All right. So, I'm sorry. I've been fucking up this whole time.
Yeah.
The call number is 914-338-1303.
Did you fuck up the number?
I've been fucking
yes!
up this whole time. I feel bad.
Bam!
Damn.
Oh, my God.
They should know already, though.
God. Dude, you're fired.
You know what? You can fucking sit in the computer
yes!
chair.
Yes! He gets the captain's chair. You're now.
I've fucking been trying to get this fucker to get over
ensign.
Here.
He is now Dr. Captain. You are intern ensign.
Wow.
Yeah, but his chair's a pile of shit. I don't want to sit on that.
Let's see if we got Colonel back on right now. Let's see if we got him. And I feel bad, folks. I'm terribly sorry. All right, Colonel, are you on right now?
Don't know if you guys can hear me. Can you?
Yes.
We hear you.
All right.
So what's up?
Yes, we're having a...
Are you Australian?
No, I don't know.
I'm not Australian, but I wish I was, to be honest.
Oh,
why
wow.
would you wish you were Australian? That's like wishing you were Canadian.
Nah, I mean, Canada's nice and all, but we're slowly... yeah.
He said, "Where?"
Anyway, what was the point that you wanted to bring up with us?
Drop it. Hot. Okay, or lukewarm if you can't drop it.
Okay, Colonel, we're waiting.
Colonel, even though you're not the Sanders, it's okay.
Colonel.
Colonel!
Oh,
little gear!
Colonel Panic, okay.
Right.
Are you
right.
Off?
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask your question.
It's...
Spit it out!
I feel bad.
No, I'm not...
I know, right?
All right.
I'm sorry, we're so amusing!
No, I feel like we're kind of making him a little shy right now. All you right. know what?
No, I'm fine. It's just freaking...
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, I know...
Question.
Canada's nice and all.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, that's nice.
I know there's like some of the games out there that I know you guys were talking about the whole DLC thing, but has anyone actually taken a look at World of Guns Disassembly? Because like some of
do not make me go there again.
We were talking about that just earlier.
Apparently, I'm having lag issues on my end. Cause like for some reason it's just like I just now heard about the whole thing about that. So
really. Okay, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm out in the freaking boondocks out over here currently. That's why I'm kind of...
Well, the captain has been trying to get me.
Is he listening to the auto archive?
Is he?
What? No, I'm listening
archive
to you.
Is that what we speak?
I don't know. Is
what?
It?
What?
You know what? That...
What?
Yeah, I know.
You're listening to the right?
But you're talking to the future
dude,
right now.
We are talking... I'm talking to the future, you!
That shit was like 40 fucking minutes
ago.
Wow,
40 minutes ago, yeah, really?
We learned something new about this podcast now, folks.
Wow, yeah. Wow. Upgrade.
There you get the fuck away from BTR, dude.
Yeah, so, all right, then. I kind of have to apologize. So, all right, did you want to actually bring something up about World of Guns, then?
I kind of got caught off guard when I actually noticed it was free to play, but they charged like $50 for the DLC, and I'm like, wait, really?
What?
Like, you don't... Like, yeah. You can't actually just go out with the whole demo thing and then offer, like, the full version of it? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I suppose.
What you guys would prefer, DLCs or microtransactions?
Honestly, I like the DLCs a little bit better. At least you can pick and choose on that. But if the microtransactions, that's going to be more appealing to your impulse buyers.
Well, no, I mean, like, okay.
I suppose that really depends on what's for sale.
Star Trek Online does not do... DLCs. Like, any epic update they do, it's always free. They put their money into the microtransactions in their cash shops, which I also very much like. They also, they give you the option to grind for currency to use in the cash shops.
So, same thing with the Warframe. I mean, the only thing that you really have to pay currency for is, like,
cosmetics.
Yeah, cosmetics, right, thank you.
Yeah,
like, if you grind enough and you got some rare loot to go with, you can trade that for, like, credits in-game and actually get stuff like that through that way. I mean, a little bit more grindy, but damn.
I want to know how many of our listeners play DC Universe Online. That's what I want to hear that
one right
for next
here.
Year.
We got one right
next
here.
Next
Colonel,
week.
Do you play DCU Online?
No, unfortunately, I do not. I'm actually
more of a... I
think
you're the only person that plays DCU Online.
No, apparently it's supposed to be more popular
anyway.
Than I thought.
All right, Colonel, thanks for calling in. We're going to go ahead and let you go now.
Later, Jess.
Later.
See you next week.
All right.
So if anybody else wants to call in, I think we've got enough time for maybe like one, maybe two more calls, and I'm going to say the right number this time, folks. 914-338-1303.
Can't believe you've been giving out the wrong fucking number, dude.
Like, I absolutely appalled.
You want to know what it is? Like, it's because...
It's because you can't read.
I'm fucking dyslexic, okay? Shut up.
That's the one fire. potato chips.
Oh, you guys are taking this dark. This is the darkest episode we've had.
We're going to make this pin.
Bang up, pop hat.
Okay, all right. We got ourselves a caller.
Is it Boys of Spy, Young?
Hey, I know that number.
You know this
thing? Yes, what's you up? Do. Here's my two cents on it, and I'll just say it and be done with it.
Sure.
I'm tired of DLC. I'm tired of microtransactions. The reason why they're becoming more accepted is because, like I said in the chat earlier, we're tired of screaming at publishers for DLC shit. Our throats are raw, our asses are sore, and we've got to whine across the middle of our waist from being bent over the fucking barrel so damn much.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's the only reason why we accept DLC.
Wait, my question is now. Wait. Me? I'm sorry. I'm talking about DLC for free-to-play games.
Nah, fuck it, dude. Like,
that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, microtransactions.
We know what you're talking about. You said it fucking 15 times.
I might have been
wrong. No, TK. No. We're not. They're grouped in the same group as these, as everything else. I don't want to fucking have to pay $5 just to be able to throw a different color camo on my dude.
Wait, hold on. Normal games, you got to pay $60 up front to even play the game. Then the assholes, after you pay $60, go, hey, 2 weeks later, pay $15 more for this. Now, free-to-play games, I don't mind them offering microtransactions for things like cosmetic things or whatnot, or to subvert grinding. But if I have the ability to say,
Those are the ones I despise the most. The it's pay to win / pay to not grind. Fuck you.
If you
want to invest the time into the game to be able to play with the Billy Badasses, invest the time in the game.
I'm sorry.
You gotta
Akari.
Stop interrupting callers,
dude. Akari, I'm sorry. TKO kind of interrupted you for a bit. If you want to go ahead and make your point
again. Go ahead again.
No. It was like I said in the chat. You know, it's pay to win / pay to not grind spiders.
How else are they supposed to make money then and produce you?
Charge for the fucking game.
So it's going to be a subscription based then.
Subscription based? Subscription based? Pay up front? I don't care. I'm sick and tired of, you know, it's like, oh, we're having a sale on this particular camo for the so your fucking VS dude can look like a total ponce.
I understand and I completely agree, Akari. I would rather pay $60 for a full retail game that gets patches and updates regularly for free than pay nothing for a game that gets updates and patches that you have to pay $5 to $15 a pop for.
And the other thing, and here's the other thing that you guys also have to consider. When they're doing DLC and microtransactions and shit like that, that's time that they're not spending making another game.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's true.
And that's what we want, is more games, not more of the same. If we wanted to do more of the same, we'd play the fucking same goddamn game.
We do also have to put into a certain, take into account that, okay, GameStop. Yes, we have used games where the developers are not making any money off of it. So I kind of understand the situation.
You know what? No. TK, stop. Let me point this out to you.
TK, let me
point this out to you.
Okay.
When you I'm gonna buy a game from we'll say SquareSoft. I pay $60 for the retail game. They then receive $60. No, hang on.
Making a fucking point.
Shut up. $60. I gave EA or SquareSoft $60 for their new game. I have now played my new game. I have beaten my new game. I've whipped it five ways from Sunday. It now calls me daddy and gives me money every time I say, where's my money, bitch? I'm tired of the game. I then decide I no longer want to play this game. I'm going to turn around and sell it to EA Game, or to, excuse me, GameStop for my $60 game. I'm going to sell it to them for like $30. GameStop then says, $20.
Best
GameStop
I can do with
then
seven.
Turns around. GameStop then turns around and says, okay, well, we've now got inventory that we need to move. We're going to sell this game, this $60 game that when it came out, for $40. It's the same game, the same physical disc that Square put out, they published, they produced, they sent out.
They got
they're
paid
not losing any money on the transaction because their product already made them $60.
Yeah, that already got sold.
You know, I think this does kind of bring up an interesting question that I think we're going to go ahead and explore maybe next week's episode on how GameStop in itself, or at least the GameStop model of business, is actually affecting the gaming industry. I think we can go ahead and give our opinion on that for next week.
Yeah, that's my thing. And I'm going to let you guys go so I can enjoy the rest of my bottle of vodka.
Thanks for calling in.
You will. Thanks. I like this guy.
Yeah, he's
all
cool
right.
People.
Like you. Next week.
Anyway, I think next week we're going to go. I think that kind of raised its own interesting questions on just how, you know, do you feel GameStop is actually affecting the gaming industry as a whole? I think
like what GameStop's doing.
That's awesome.
We'll talk about that next time.
Let's talk about that next week.
All right, then.
So, with that said, we got to start wrapping things up. I think we kind of went a little...
We need to finish wrapping things up.
We need to Santa Claus this shit right now.
All right. Come on. God damn. Fucking complaining every step of the way.
I'm fucking over schedule, and I have somewhere to be.
Anyway.
Yeah, you do.
So, with that said, folks, we're going to go ahead and end the show now. Thanks again for tuning in. Thank you for those that called in. And be sure to tune in next week, same time as usual, about 10 o'clock Pacific Standard. And, you know, if you guys have any follow-up questions on any topic that we decided to bring up, you know, any comments, complaints, or anything like that, feel free to reach us on our Facebook page at Good Game Guys Show, our Twitter, which is Original Good Game Guys. And you can also pretty much just reach us in our Steam group. I think we're going to pretty much try our best to jump in
the group
chat a lot
more. Who's
the
guy that wants to battle me in Star Trek Online? Cause
I'll get you in contact with that guy.
Well, no, he hit me up. I didn't let him know.
I'll get you in contact with that guy.
I'm putting him on my number one list.
So with that said, you know what, folks, we're going to go ahead and do our best to be as active in the Steam group chat as possible. So feel free to jump in there often if you ever feel like you want to ask us a particular question. Also, maybe even send us an email at our Original Good Game Guys Gmail account. Dag, am I forgetting something here?
Only
the battle.
No.
I believe that's just about every way you could possibly get in touch with us. So, like I said, feel free to, you know, leave any comments, questions, complaints, anything like that. We look forward to hearing from our fans because, you know what, it helps motivate us. Right, guys?
Well, yeah.
Right.
Totally.
But on that note.
On that note. We'll see you guys next week. As always, good game, guys.
Good game.
Huh, what? Oh, that again? God damn it. Click.